Before we hop into this week's episode, I wanted to give a trigger warning and remind you to just check the show notes because we may be discussing sensitive topics. If this episode's too heavy for you, we'll catch you next time. But if it's okay and you want to tune in, I look forward to sharing the space with you.
Trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. I'm just trying to live my life. I just need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. Let me grow, let me go. Let me grow, let me go. They should know, they should know. They should know, they should know. I'm just trying to live my life. I just need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right.
Let me go. Welcome to the Tea with Bree. I'm your host, Bree. Thanks for listening. The Tea with Bree podcast is focused on deep, honest, and vulnerable conversation. Each week, I sit down with a different guest in order to have those conversations. Every week, we'll start my guest's bio, an intro into how we know each other, and then we'll go into a deep dive conversation about whatever topic they brought to me that week. Hi, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Bree's Tea, which is my version of a Thursday solo episode where I share some personal updates, answer questions, offer advice, things of that nature. Speaking of, if you would like to send me a question, you can email me at theteawithbree@gmail.com, and that'll be linked in the show notes. Hi. We took an unexpected 2-month hiatus because I've been really leaning into my soft girl era, I guess is the best way to put it. March was my birthday month, and one of my college best friends, Rebecca, came to visit. And then April, I had a lot going on for work. And I didn't have guests sign up, and I was too overwhelmed to record alone, so I didn't. And that is the joy of having a show that you run by yourself. I did miss it, which is why I am back, and I have some new episodes with some new guests and some returning guests lined up for the next couple of months. But if you would like to be a guest, you can visit theteawithbreepodcast.com and click in the upper right-hand corner and fill out the Be a Guest form. You can schedule a recording right there, and we can get you on the show. And again, everybody is welcome. We can talk about any and everything. So, yeah, here we are. I'm just here to give some updates because I haven't done that in a while. Like I said, March is my birthday month. April was busy with work, and I've just been resting the last couple of weeks trying to recuperate from that and rest before summer gets here. And then I'm into weddings this year, so I have bachelorettes, I have bridal showers, I have the actual weddings are in October, 2 weeks apart in Connecticut. I just figured now is the time to come back and get ready and chat with y'all again. I had a really great 34th birthday. I was in Connecticut at the beginning of March to be with my family. If I'm being honest, I don't remember why I went home in the beginning of March. There was a reason, and I can't remember it now. But I went home. Oh, at a wedding. My friend got married. Life, I told you, it's been wild. My friend Asher and his wife got married in Connecticut. Which they're from Jersey and they got married in Connecticut, which I really appreciated because it was really a beautiful, fantastic wedding. So congratulations to them. I took it as a chance to go home and be with my friends and family as well. I've been trying to make the effort to go home to Connecticut like every 3 to 6 months and stay for at least a week and just get a reset from Texas. It is been almost a year since I moved back to Austin. I originally moved to Austin Memorial Day weekend 2016. I was 26 years old. It was my first big move. Kind of moved here on a dare, which I feel like I've talked about before. And then lived here for 6 years. And the opportunity to move back home to Connecticut came up. And Texas is always going to be Texas politically. And so I moved home for 6 months, which I've talked about too. And then moved back to Austin last Memorial Day weekend again. So we're just going to, again, this is the 6 month sabbatical we've talked about in the past. But yeah, so I've moved back. I've been back for almost a year, still loving my job. It's been busy. We have a lot going on over there, the nonprofit preschool that I work at. We're actually preparing for graduation, which is when our shining stars, which are 5-year-olds, will go off to kindergarten in August, and I'm not mentally prepared. I love those little chickens so much, and I cannot believe they're going to be leaving, but I'm not there yet. I have some time before I need to cry. So yeah, work's been going really well. Again, my birthday was a delight. Rebecca had never been to Austin, and I was off for work that week. So we had a bit of a, like, grown-ups spring break, which was wild. But yeah, so that all happened, and then I took some time off. And so between March and now, a lot has happened. There are 2 friendships that I've decided to end. One that I saw coming for a while, and that person kind of made that decision to begin with, and then came back and wanted to have a conversation, and I had already moved on from our friendship, and we were supposed to go to dinner and talk things out. And at that time, I just was really honest, and I was like, I don't think now is a good time. I've gotten really used to us not really speaking. We had a falling out in April of the year before, and it's been almost a year, and you just hadn't made an effort, and I'm really okay with where we are right now. So that person and I are no longer friends. I wish them well. I just think people grow apart, and that's okay. The other friendship is one that felt really one-sided. I feel like this person is really selfish, or is in a selfish point in their life, which is valid. But I've been feeling like our friendship is only a friendship because it benefits them in a way. Like, I've been going through a lot lately, which I'll talk about in a minute. And we had this whole discussion around my birthday, and I was like, listen, let's talk after my birthday. They didn't follow up, and then they sent me a message this week, and we had like a whole thing. And so, yeah, I wish them the best, but I also ended that friendship. And I think so many people people see me as a person and a friend who really does try. But then also they have to remember that I obviously am a person who has boundaries, but also I'm a person who, which may sound crass, but I lost my mom really young and my father and I don't speak. So for me, I am just very honest and upfront about friendships and relationships that are no longer serving me in a way that I feel like other people are not. And so, yeah, I decided just to take a break, take a step back. And it's not saying that I'll never be friends with either of them again. I mean, we're human, things happen. But right now, I just don't think our friendship was beneficial to either party. And I also feel like in both instances, I was not respected. I was not treated with kindness. And yeah, I don't deserve that. And so here we are. So if you're struggling with letting go of friendships, I am right there with you. I feel like a lot of people I know are going through like friendship breakups or things of that nature. And I tell people all the time, when you turn 30, which is not to say it's only when you turn 30, but I think when you turn 30, you start to realize a lot of things, very much that like quality over quantity for friendships for sure. And really starting to remember that friendship isn't just based on like the good times. Like, you need people, like Oprah says, like, I need someone who will ride the bus with me as much as I need someone who would want to ride in my limo, or something along those lines. But yeah, I take friendship and like chosen family so seriously, to a fault maybe. And so yeah, they just had to go. I keep considering doing a 34 things I've learned since I just turned 34. And I have that list going, so maybe that'll be the next breeze tea edition. One, because a lot of people come to me with advice. But 2, it is really helpful to look back and remember everything that I've learned. So maybe that'll be the next vibe. I am currently in this feeling of everything is up in the air, which I think is a very ominous thing to say that I don't mean for it to be. But yeah, I'm starting to get that itch of like, what's next? And so I've been sitting a lot with the question of like, am I happy or am I content? And this is the question I had before I moved away from Austin in 2022. And it's hard, right? Because I have really great friends here. There are a lot of opportunities for me here. Someone just reached out to me about doing a new, exciting potential project that I can't really go into right now, but it is something that I've been wanting to do. So that opportunity just came in literally this morning, which I feel like is a good sign. One of my friend's businesses that I invested in is doing really well, and they're opening at the end of the year, and that's really exciting to be around for. And it's, I think this will always be a thing I deal with no matter where I move, is that I'm always going to want to be in Connecticut or in the Northeast specifically, but also in Austin. Like, I do love many things about living here. That's why I lived here for almost 8 years. But no place is perfect. And I think at the end of the day, I'm always focusing on, I want to be happy in my life. And if I'm being honest, I'm not happy, but I'm not the happiest I've ever been, for sure. And I don't want to always be chasing that feeling also. So yeah, I just feel up in the air. I don't really know what's next. I really do love my job. But I also took this job because I knew it would be a good stepping stone towards further career opportunities. I get to be a director, which I'd never been before. So that's really exciting for me to have that opportunity. But yeah, 34, still figuring it all out. So that's great. I think this is also because I've had some medical stuff going on lately, and I've also been dealing with some eating disorder stuff, which I'll talk a lot about in next week's episode with Jessica, who's the guest we recorded earlier today. So I don't want to repeat that whole situation that we're going to talk about on that episode. But yeah, there's been some health stuff in my family and something I've known about for a long time. And so I am being proactive, and I am trying to prepare myself in case I need to. Not worrying twice, but just kind of preparing myself. And it's actually really caused me to kind of delve back into my faith, which I had been struggling with a lot. Grew up very religious. My godfather's a pastor, which I'm sure I've mentioned here before. And so every time I'm home, I go to church because I love to watch him preach. But I haven't found a church here that I love. But anyway, so really been leaning back into my faith and praying, which has been interesting for me. If I'm being honest, I have been dealing with the fact that I feel like God, Jesus, whoever you believe in or is up there, either hates me or has forgotten about me. And that comes a lot from my anxiety and my depression, sure. But also a lot of the stuff I've been through. Like I've mentioned, my mom died when I was 16. My dad and I have no relationship. We haven't spoken since October because I set another boundary, which I've spoken about with him. And yeah, like just this health stuff. So I don't know. I've just been trying to lean into believing versus being frustrated. And so, yeah, that's that. But yeah, the health stuff is just starting some tests, getting some scans done. I didn't go into full detail, so like at the trigger warning for health stuff, seeing an oncologist because both of my parents had cancer. My mom died from her cancer. My father is still alive. And then my maternal grandfather also had cancer, and he passed. And so one of my biggest fears has always been getting cancer and no one would find it. And that comes from a number of things. One, with how Black people are treated in the healthcare system. Two, with I've always thought I would get breast cancer, and because I have a larger bust, that they would never find it. And you know, I've had some reproductive stuff going on my whole life of very irregular periods, and there's never been an answer as to why. So yeah, I've had some ultrasounds done. I'm getting a diagnostic mammogram done. In about a month, all of my doctors are women right now. My OBG, sorry, my gynecologist, is a Black woman. My PCP is a Middle Eastern woman. And my oncologist is a woman of color as well. And that makes me really excited. I feel like I have a good team. If you know me at all, you know I'm a planner. And so I've also created some documents for my family to have and some friends here to have for emergency contact purposes of like how to get into my phone, how to get into my laptop, like all like my cell phone information, like that sort of stuff of like if something happens, they have access to that stuff. So planning. I've been a planner. My mom died when she was 40. So I've always been really afraid of dying at 40, which is why I'm like doing all this stuff now to like try to be healthy. But as 40 gets closer, the more anxious I get. And so, yeah, so that's why we're doing all this. We found a mole on one of like the underside of one of my breasts. And so that was a little anxiety inducing. But it was, my oncologist doesn't think it's anything. So we're just crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. But yeah, so that's been some health stuff. I've also been on a medication to help lose weight, which I know is really triggering and something that Jessica and I talk about in the episode we have coming up next week. Because we've both dealt with an eating disorder, and I don't feel like mine has gotten worse. I just think I've gotten to a different level of obsession lately with this medication that I'm on. It is an appetite suppressor, and it's also a stimulant. And so it does two things of, like, obviously giving me energy, which helps with workouts. Like, I'm having really fantastic workouts in the morning. But I'm also, like, sometimes forgetting to eat, which is, as a person with an eating disorder, already something I've dealt with of restriction specifically. But my therapist and I have been talking about like the body and mind connection. And I feel like that's been an interesting way that this medication has actually been helping. The food noise, which if you want to get into detail, you can like TikTok search it or Google it. But essentially, like, I don't think about like food or snacking or things like that. But I, with this med, I am feeling physically hungry, which I feel like I haven't experienced in a very long time. So yeah, like it's reminding me to eat, which is it's an interesting place to sit at. So a lot to be said. It's just been a very, very wild time over here in my life. And processing and therapy and leaning on friends and asking for help and just kind of spitballing and running things by friends and just not trying to go through things alone for the first time, which is hard for me to ask for help, but we're trying. Growth. And yeah. Yeah. And right now I've been focusing on like what are things I want to accomplish. Obviously, I've been talking about writing a book forever. I've also been like weirdly into writing shows, I guess, or like scenes, which hasn't happened in a while. I used to be like such a theater kid growing up, and I don't know, I've just been feeling kind of inspired in that way. Also with like content of like what am I doing with my small corner of the internet, and that includes this show, and that includes, you know, my Instagram, TikTok I've been dabbling in. And so yeah, I found this woman online named Raquel, and I talk a little bit about her in the episode with Jessica that's coming up. But yeah, we talk about her, about Raquel, and how she's a nutritionist who is a size 14-16, and she's also recovering. She's an ED recovery as well. And her content really spoke to me last night when I couldn't fall asleep and was on Instagram. And it was this interesting moment for me of like, I don't think I've ever seen another Black woman near or close to my age talk about dealing with an eating disorder. And I've been dealing with mine since I was 12. So it's like 24 years. And so, yeah, I think that might be a new corner to delve into for me, as a person who's trying to get healthier and trying not to equate health to thinness, which is still hard for me. you know, if I'm being honest with myself, I want to be healthy, but I also want to be skinny. And I don't, my therapist had asked, like, what would being skinny do for you? And the answer is not, my life really wouldn't change. I would have the same friends. I would do the same thing. Like, my body and my weight don't keep me from doing anything now, but it's just this thing I've always wanted. I've always wanted thinness, and I am leaning into figuring out why that is. And I think me working out and reminding myself to work out because I want to be stronger and have better endurance. And, you know, like I've mentioned before, like, I was pre-diabetic and I had high blood pressure, and I was able to relieve or fix those things. And I feel great. I would love to be a little bit more flexible, specifically like in my hip flexors. I don't know. I just feel like I'm 34 and I want to feel as young and youthful for as long as I can. So yeah, I don't know. So yeah, that's me just rambling and trying to figure out what's next and how I want to move forward. And, you know, we're in Q2, we're about to head into the halfway point of this year, next month, which is wild to think about. And yeah, I've just been feeling sort of stuck. Like, I don't know, I just feel lately, I hang out with my friends, I talk to my family, I go to work, I work out, but I just feel kind of blah, kind of like I'm going through the motions. I feel like I'm not working towards anything, which I don't need to be productive. That's not what I mean. I just want something that I am passionate about that brings me a little extra spark of joy. And I've really felt that lately. So we're working on that. We're working on finding the spark again. Dating is not happening, because people might ask. And if I'm being honest, I think dating will be one of the big reasons why I do end up moving when I do again. Aside from like the politics of Texas, I just think dating in Austin is really hard, and there's no other city in Austin I'd want to live in. And if I'm being honest, I want to move back to the Northeast. That's always been a thing. I just think the next time I move, it'll be outside of a city like New York or Philly or Boston or Providence. I was just bored when I moved home to Connecticut. It's the suburbs, baby. So yeah, I just think switching it up next time and moving outside and being city adjacent might be more helpful for me. And a lot of my friends are having kids back in the Northeast or moving to the Northeast with their kids. And as a person who's pretty sure I'm not going to have children, that's really important to me, to be in the lives of my friends and their kids. So yeah, being Aunt Bree has been like super fun. And yeah, I would like to do that more. So I have some friends who are considering moving from here to the Northeast, who I'm really close with, which would be really nice. So yeah, no big decisions are happening today. No big changes. Just creating a space. Just thinking about some things. So yeah, I'm excited to have some new guests on. I'm excited to have some previous guests on. I'm excited to see what Tea Breeze Tea will continue to look like. And so yeah. Before we go, as you know, at the end of every episode, I end with a question, and I change it for the mini-sode. And so the question is, what is the best advice I've gotten this week? Or what's a piece of advice I would give to someone who is struggling? And I wrote down a quote, actually. I can find it. It's, I listen to the read religiously. And if you don't, you should. Especially if you are Black and or queer. It's just so good. I think it's been on for like 10 years. Crystal and Kid Fury. Top tier. They deserve all the things. And recently they've been toying with this quote of, at the end of the day's got to end. And at first I didn't get it. Like, I was like, yeah, like the day ends, we know this, like whatever. But for me, it just put so much into perspective the last couple of weeks of like, your day is going to be what it is. It could be a hard day. It could be an easy day. It could be a happy day, a sad day. And I think it's just put so much into perspective because it's like it's 24 hours. And I think it leans into the idea of the mantra I held on to in 2022 and in 2023 of like, nothing is permanent. And I don't know. I've just been really anxious about my health stuff that's happening. I felt really anxious the other night, I like spiraled about how I'm 34. And I think it was because I read Sophia Bush's article, which, you know, we are Sophia Bush stands over here, of, you know, finding, like getting married and finding love, quote, later in life when she was in her 40, when she turned 40, I think she's when she got married. And I don't believe that I'm running out of time. I just feel like, as we know, time is just never ending. And so, or time will never stop ticking. Like, things are always moving forward. And as someone who's just felt stuck lately, it's just kind of helped. So, I don't know. I just want to say, like, if you're feeling stuck, you're not alone. If you're feeling unsure, you're not alone. If you don't know what's next, you're not alone. If you've had to make hard decisions and set boundaries or end friendships or leave a job or, yeah, all the things. If you've had to do big things lately and now you feel sort of wired or what's next, you're not alone. I see you. I feel you. And I hope that you feel held and supported. And yeah, I will talk to y'all next week.
That's it for this week's episode of The Tea with Bree. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at The Tea with Bree. Send me an email at theteawithbree@gmail.com or visit the website, theteawithbreepodcast.com. You can find me, your host, Brianna Jenkins, on Instagram at Brianna Jenkins. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. A special thanks to Mama Duke for our theme music, and I will catch you next time. Bye.